Hello, welcome to Time Warp Wife Ministries. I'm your host, Arlene Schacht.
And I'm your co-host, Michael Schacht.
And this is 5 Minute Marriage.
Today's Bible verse comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's it.
That's a good one, though.
That's a good one.
But it is, because that's what our marriage prayer is about today, to give thanks for the things that we have, and I love...
To realize the things that we have and to give thanks for them.
To realize, yeah. Sometimes we can complain about things... especially in our lives, being as rich as we are in this country that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Canada, but for those in the States too, I mean,
yeah,
the things that we have and the things that most of us take for granted are just incredible. And so today in the prayer, we're talking about things like you're not thankful for dirty dishes until you're reminded of all the food that you have to eat, you know? And sometimes I'm not really thankful for a messy house, but then I think about all the memories that we make in the house. And when we make that mess, like the other day, all the kids came over.
Yeah.
They came over for dinner. And then, of course, once the grandkids were here, it's like just a whirlwind that goes through the house.
Yeah.
And everything is taken out. They know exactly what they're allowed to touch.
And it's everything.
And from the minute they walk in the house, they start touching all of those things and pulling them out.
Yeah.
It was so cute. Julia walks in the front door. She opens up the closet right away.
2-year-old, yep.
Yeah, and she pulls out her kid guitar, and then she brings it right to Uncle Brendan right away.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but that's what they do. From the minute they walk in, they start pulling everything out, and then afterwards, we're left with this big mess. But I'm so thankful for that mess, because if it wasn't for, you know, if it wasn't for those wonderful moments that we spend together, we wouldn't have that mess. And if it wasn't for, you know, this yard that we have, we wouldn't have yard work. But so we sometimes forget that we just tend to look at the worst. We see the dark cloud on a sunny day.
Mm-hmm.
I went walking tonight and it was so beautiful. The sun was shining for like the first time in 365 days.
We've had back-to-back-to-back
snowstorms,
major snowstorms, thunderstorms. We've had, I think, the equivalent of about 4 feet of snow, if you were to put it all into snow.
Yeah.
In the last 2.5 weeks, I think it is. Yeah, it's been...
But today, you know, I was so thankful to get outside, even when the sun went behind the cloud. It was so nice. Now, nice to me would be freezing to someone else. They'd probably be saying, this is terrible weather. I can't wait to get back inside. But you don't realize how great that weather is until you go through blizzards like we just have. And
right.
That's just another example of those things. And so we need to thank God in the trials, because it's in those times of trials and the times of testing that we really begin to see things in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time of schooling in a way. It's an education for us to learn to be thankful, to learn to trust in God and to lean on Him. And without those times of chaos and those crazy times of waiting or difficulty, then we're not growing. And so I wrote about it the other day. You know, I'm thankful for those opportunities to grow. And that's why I can be thankful in the trial, even though sometimes the trial is really tough. And by the way, anyone who's listening to us and wondering, how is Michael feeling? And I've been praying for him, and I'm wondering how he's doing. We are still in a time of waiting. It's just been crazy because of the hospitals are very backed up right now. But we're going to keep you all updated as we find out.
We're
May
gonna.
27th, maybe we might find a little out.
And we've been missing quite a few of these, and we're planning not to do that in the future.
We always say that we're planning not to, so.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't say that.
We're starting to sound like fibbers.
Well.
Yeah. Should we pray?
I think so.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we're always thankful for health, family, sunny days, good food, happiness, and a roof over our heads. Dirty laundry, not so much, until we're reminded that these clothes are a gift. we have a pile of laundry because we're blessed with drawers full of clothes. We're not thankful for dirty dishes until we're reminded that we have enough food to eat. We're not thankful for fingerprints all over the refrigerator. Oh, and I remember, too, the pen mark on our leather sofa today. Mm-hmm. Until we're reminded that wonderful people live in this home. We're not thankful for messy beds to make until we're reminded that we have comfortable beds to sleep in at night. We're not thankful for the mess in our living room until we're reminded that life happens here. One look around our home and we're reminded that so much of life is good and that all things are worth giving thanks for. Through it all, the ups and the downs, the tidy and the messy, the good and the bad, the better or worse, may we always see the best and give thanks. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.